Could you be whiter, much whiter than snow? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Sin stains are lost in its life-giving flow. There's wonderful power in the blood. There's power, power, wonder-working power in the blood.
Jesus, to hear his prophets speak to us. We're the most happy people there are in the world. I mean, happy people. Amen. Brother Joseph, we sure miss you. I told him the other day, I said, he hadn't even left, and I just said, Brother, I really miss you. I do. Oh, what an honor it is. And just this time, you know, another thing is just to, you know, we're just going to be praying for you, brother. And we love you and praying for you. And just God, pour out the windows of heaven. That's all I know how to say is just, Lord, do that. And we want to thank also the employees of the Voice of God Recordings that's working with Brother Joseph and getting this message around the world. God bless you. God bless you. trust and we pray that God be with you during your vacation time. He'll give you the strength and give you what you need to continue on in this work that's going forward around the world. It's so important. It's so vital to us. And you mean so much to the bride around the world. You mean so much to the bride of the Lord Jesus Christ around the world. It's so important. And we just appreciate you. And I just like to just say that. I felt that on my heart to say it, so that's what I'm going to say. But anyway, I just... God bless you, brother. You know, I just wanted to share a little bit with you from the message. I really love this quote. We heard this tape the other day, and I was sharing it with Brother Joseph, and I just felt on my heart to just share this with you tonight. And that, remember on the tape, it's on the tape, Total Deliverance. I have the quote right here. I'll read a portion of it, because we don't have time to read all of it. But Brother Brown says on there, he says, quote, Mita went to answer the phone. She put her hand over it and said, "It's them attorneys again." I said, "I couldn't stand another evening. My head feels like it's going off. I'm losing my mind. Just pulling me this way and that way and this way." I said, "I can't stand it." And I jumped up and I said, "Tell them I'm not in here." And he goes on, and we know the whole story and of what happened and so forth. And I was sharing with Brother Joseph that, you know, ministers will use this quote and other quotes that Brother Brown did say to point out and emphasize that Brother Brown made mistakes. I don't understand why they would want to emphasize that unless that they have a motive and objective to get people to doubt God's prophet and to get people to question God's prophet. And there is only one motive and objective in doing that. And that is to point the people to them and their ministry. There's no other motive and objective. And so, why would we want to plant seeds of doubt and unbelief? It's because that person would not have the revelation that God only speaks through a prophet. And then when our prophet speaks, it's God speaking. Yes, sir. That's exactly right. They're trying to build their own ministry when they ought to be using their influence to build the people's confidence in what the tapes have said. And pointing the people to what Brother Brandon said, just the way it is. Amen. So don't listen to that. That's just a red flag to me when I hear someone say Brother Brandon made mistakes. It's just a red flag to me when people say, "Well, you're emphasizing Brother Brandon too much." Hey, who else did God speak to in this generation? Who else was vindicated by a pillar of fire? Not me. No. But that prophet, yes, sir. The angel told Brother Branham, "Get the people to believe you." That commission is still into effect this very night. And I'm resting on every word that prophet said. Amen. So if you are questioning, and if you are contemplating that Brother Branham made mistakes, you are listening to Eve's interpreter.
Amen.
Amen. But you notice the quote? People miss the very spiritual application of the quote that we read to you or referred to you on the tape, Total Deliverance. When he said he made that mistake, he said, and he lied. He didn't even have to tell us those things. But he did. He told us that. They missed the very spiritual application of that quote. Because when that attorney, that sinner, when he, Brother Brandon went there to talk to him, and he confessed it, and he says, "I lied, and I had my wife to lie," and on and on and on, you all know the tape. When that attorney, that eternity, that sinner man, not even a Christian, you know what he said after Brother Brandon told him that? You remember that quote? He says, I've got more confidence in you, Brother Branham, more than ever now. Amen. I got more confidence in that prophet. More confidence in that prophet. Amen. Because the same God that spoke in the Garden of Eden to Adam and Eve in the pillar of fire form comes in, good evening, how's your day been upon the earth? That same God in this evening time has spoken to us and said, good evening, friends, but he spoke it through a prophet. Amen. 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 I don't understand all this message, but I know who spoke this message. Amen. I know in whom I believed. Brother Bram said on the message, trying to do God's service without being God's will, he says, the Elijah of this day is the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He is to come according to Matthew the 17th, Luke 17, 30, says, the Son of Man is to reveal himself among his people, not a man, God. But it'll come through a prophet, end quote. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. Just give me one more minute here. But I love that. Brother Graham says on this message, 1962, the reproach for the cause of the word. He says this for statement. Listen to this. He says, quote, I want you to listen at me, you on the tape. Don't you miss it, but study it. Man now is like he's always been. He's praising God for what he's done, looking forward to what he will do, and ignoring what he has done and is doing. He praises God for what he has done. He looks forward to what he will do, but he ignores what God is doing. And there he misses the whole thing. I hope they get it, see? Ignoring what he is doing. He knows what he has done, and he knows the promise what he will do, but he fails to see what he's doing, end quote. So, you know, I begin to think about this. You know what? People are always saying, well, you're looking back. It's not wrong to look back into the Word of God to see what God has done. Brother, you go into the message, Brother Graham's talking about Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and Joseph, and Moses, and Joshua, and Jeremiah, and Daniel, and all those patriarchs and things to show us of what God was and what he was doing and the pattern that he did it then. He's the same God that's doing it today. Amen. So, it's not a reprimand in the sense to look back to what God has done. It's not a reprimand to show, to look forward to what God will do. Because, Brother Brandon, you go back to the message and he's constantly speaking about a resurrection and a rapture. And with great anticipation, I'm looking forward to that. Amen, without a doubt. So that's not wrong. But the reprimand is to ignore what God is doing now. That's the reprimand. What is God doing now? Revelation 10:7, and we don't got time to get into all this because I'm going to sit down for sure in just a minute, and we'll hear directly from God's prophet. But just to lay a platform for Brother Brown, what is God doing now? In the days of the voice, of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished if he had declared to his servants the prophets. We are hearing that voice tonight. And it's a message of urgency. It's a message of preparation. It's a voice to us to get ready for the coming of the Lord. It's a message of urgency. It's a message to get ready. That's what's going on right now, is God has getting a bride their attention for her to listen to something. He had a message to tell us. It's to get ready, because there is a resurrection and a rapture ahead of us. And he is cementing that bride together by the love of God. And that's what he's doing. He's getting us ready to go home. Are you looking forward to that? I am. I'm with great anticipation looking for that. Amen. So, God bless you. It's an honor, it's a privilege to stand before a portion of the bride of the Lord Jesus Christ. I feel about that high, but it's an honor. We love you and we appreciate you. And we're proud of our messenger that God sent to us. We're proud of Brother Joseph, God sending to us. We're proud of the Voice of God recordings, that we can hear this message tonight in its purest form. We're proud of the bride of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's what? Who's done it all? All because of him. He's the great one in our midst. He did it all. Just to be a part of that. He called you out. He chose you. He elected you before the foundation of the world. Why do you recognize the message and the messenger? Because you were called out from the beginning. You were there in the beginning when the sons of God were shouting the praises of God. You were there. So you can't do nothing else, because you're here. And you've recognized the message and the messenger that's been sent to you. And we're under expectations of what God's going to do for me tonight. Amen? God's not just a God of random. He's a God of the present tense now. Amen. He's here and he's among us. And I'm going to be quiet now. But God bless you all. Welcome. And we want to welcome the Holy Spirit here. Amen. God bless you all. We can all stand. There's many requests. Many requests tonight that's been turned in. How many of you have something on your heart that you'd like the Lord to see? Amen. So there's many, many requests. And those that, Lord, you know them all. And we love you, Lord. And you love us. And you've prepared and made a way for us, Lord. And we love you with all of our heart. So I ask Brother William to come up here and to take these requests before the Lord. Let's just reach out and touch the Lord. Amen. So reach out and touch the Lord. Yes.
Choosing us, electing us, Father.
Yes.
Father, giving us this revelation, this message, Lord. Giving us ears to hear, Lord. And Father, desiring our hearts to draw closer and to be more like you, Father. We just can't thank you enough, Lord. Father, many are in sin and dying, Lord, but you chose us, Father. Thank you, Lord. Father, these requests that are here in the pulpit, Father, we just, you know every single one, Lord. You know every desire, Lord. You know all about it, Father, the situations and the hand, Lord, every part. Lord, you know the outcome, and we believe, Lord, that you're going to come on the scene in every single one, Lord. Father, whether it's financial or spiritual or anything in the natural, Lord, anything, Lord, there's nothing too great for you, Lord. And we love you, Lord, because you are Jehovah Jireh, Father, our provider, Lord, and you promised to never leave us nor forsake us, Lord. You promised to always be there, Father, and it's, Father, our desire to walk closely to you, Lord, and to walk in your perfect will, Lord, Father, we stumble and fall so many times. But how thankful I am that you're there to pick us up, Lord. You're there to comfort us, Lord, in times. And you're there to encourage us, Father. And Lord, how many times you spoke to us through your word, Lord, and given us the answers or the, whatever it may be, and the encouragement, Father. Thank you for that living word, Lord, that's among us today. Lord, we just pray for Brother Joseph, Father, that you be with him in a special way, Lord. Father, that you just come down, Lord, and that you just wrap your arms around him, Father, and that you uplift him, Father. Lord, he does so much for us, Lord. And Father, we can just offer our little prayers to you, Lord, that you just go wherever he may be, Lord, and that you be with him in a special way. Just strengthen him, Lord. And Father, there's so many projects, so many things going on, Lord, and there's so many ways that he's being pulled back and forth, Lord, but he's there, Lord. And I just pray that you just be with him and help him the decisions and all that's coming up, Lord, and just be with him in a special and mighty way, Lord. Father, I want to thank you for our brother Samuel. Lord, you've placed him here, Father, and Lord, you've raised him up to be such a blessing to us here, Lord. And I just pray that you bless him and encourage him and uplift him tonight, Lord. Father, be with this little congregation as we gather together, Lord. It's such an honor to be here, to be with among one another, Lord. We just commit all these things, Father, in the furtherance of this service as we worship you and just ask you to be with us. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Oh, reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. Special message to me. And I know many young people that's been at camps, we know we heard it years ago, and something that's on my heart is just, Brother Graham says in there, he says, the decisions you make tonight will affect you 5 years from now. And truly, I'm so thankful for what the Lord's done. There's a little song, teach me, Lord, to wait. Till in your own good time, you'll answer my pleas. Amen. Let's just sing that little song. Oh, teach me, Lord, to wait. Oh. chorus just one more time.
Oh, yes.
first let us lay before the Master, we have a special from the Kofod family. They come up. Oh, let us labor for the Master from the dawn till setting sun. Let us talk of all His wondrous loving care. Then when all the life is over and our work on earth is done, and the roll is called upon her, I'll be there. Oh, when the roll is called upon, oh, when the roll is called upon, oh, when the roll is called upon, oh, all cling to that old rugged cross. Amen. Truly, he paid a debt that he did not owe. And I couldn't pay that debt on my own. Amen. I'm so thankful for that rugged cross. He paid a debt he did not owe. I owed a debt I could not pay. I needed someone to wash my sins away. And now I sing a brand new song, Amazing Grace.
Chosen and elected before the foundation of the world. Hallelujah. You mean he's coming back for me? Amen, he's coming back for me. Well, so-and-so don't like that. It's up to them, but he's coming back for me. I'm preparing. I'm making ready. They made fun of her. Said, oh, he didn't really mean that. He meant what he said. He said what he meant. Amen. I love that. Tonight, we're going to anchor our soul. Just root down like Brother Joseph told us the other day about that oak tree. We just keep on. All these things don't shake us. We just keep rooting deeper and deeper and deeper. Nothing can move us. And all those other trees, they fall over all over the place and they're gone. That oak tree's still standing there. You mean that storm came by and it's still there? Absolutely. Why, it was anchored. Where are you anchored today? Let the world do what it's doing, whatever they're doing. It don't make any difference who's president. We've got the Lord Jesus Christ. We've got the messenger he sent to us. We've got the message stored up for us. We're going to hear it tonight. I'm excited. Thank the Lord. Now this thing only believe. You just bypass me. Me don't matter. But we love the Lord Jesus. Amen. God help us to hear it. Amen. By faith Moses tonight. Amen. As we get ready to hear, thus saith the Lord. Amen. Let's sing it. Holy believe. Yes, sir. Amen. Holy believe. All things are possible. Holy believe. Holy believe. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Privilege now to turn this pulpit over to Brother Branham with Thus Saith the Lord, by faith Moses. Here's Brother Branham.